Okay, things could get weird with this next story. Luckily, we've got a weekly spot for just that sort of thing. We call it our sideways glance. It's a place we carve out for our quirkier stories. This one's about a K-pop band called Crayon Pop, a girl group from South Korea. They've got a devoted fan base, and that fan base includes a passionate group of middle-aged men. Jason Strother, who is not middle-aged, has a story.
Jung Jung-hoon seems pretty excited when he shows me this video on his smartphone. It's of him and other guys in their late 30s and 40s singing and dancing at a concert by their favorite girl group, Crayon Pop. Not only do they know all the lyrics and choreography, they're also dressed up like the five 20-something singers too. Jung describes his concert getup: sneakers, a red tracksuit embroidered with his nickname, and a white construction helmet with a strip of red electrical tape on it. He says it's no different than going to a baseball game and wearing your team's uniform. Jung says he's not embarrassed by his fondness for K-pop girl groups, and there's a whole online community of men who feel the same way. Newsflash: older men are attracted to younger women. Okay, that's a no-brainer, but Mark Russell, author of the new book, K-Pop Now, says there are other reasons why middle-aged Korean men and women like these songs. It's in part due to the economics of the music industry here.
Korea doesn't have a very diverse music market at the mainstream level. Most of the money is in today's music. That's where the record companies put their energy. It's more out there. It's what you're going to encounter. Overwhelmingly, it's the music of now that's in the public consciousness.
But this borderline obsession that some older Korean men have with Crayon Pop goes deeper than that. This video shows about 50 middle-aged men chanting the names of the singers in the group. They're all wearing the signature workout clothes. It's part of a media art exhibition on these men who've supported the band since they started out as street performers.
One guy told me that he always keeps his trainers and helmets in his car trunk because he doesn't want his wife to know about it.
Jung Yeon-doo created this exhibit. He says Crayon Pop aren't the prettiest or most talented K-pop performers out there, but they give off the impression that they've worked really hard to achieve success. And that strikes a chord with these older Korean men.
They got the feeling of healing from supporting these girl groups. To be successful is hard. You know, when you graduate school, you have dreams to be something. But, you know, when you're getting older, and not many people actually achieve what they want to be. So if you see someone has a strong desire of trying to be successful and show the passions, and that moves people.
Crayon Pop fan Jung Jung-hoon says that's what got him hooked. I think these singers in Crayon Pop are working really hard, maybe harder than other groups, he says. I know how that felt when I was in my 20s. And that hard work seems to be paying off. Crayon Pop will open for Lady Gaga on her North American tour this summer. Though Jung says he's not so sure American men will feel the same way about the girls as he does. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.
That's our program today. You can get the latest from us on Twitter when we're not on the radio. We're at PRI The World from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. Thank you for being with us.